where the news never stops. LBC News.
Now, something else that's caught our attention today. A firm owned by Elon Musk that makes computer chips to be implanted in the brain says it's got the go-ahead to carry out studies on humans. Neuralink says it's won the approval of the US Food and Drug Administration. Mr. Musk has claimed that the devices are so safe he would use them on his own children. I'm joined now by Fevzi Turkalp, the editor of Gadget Detective, who's been taking a look at the details of this. It almost feels, does it not, that over the last few weeks with AI and now this and other stories as well, that we're just heading towards science fiction doom.
Well, I don't know about doom. I mean, this technology. So what this is about is creating a brain-computer interface, allowing the brain to interface with computers so that there's the flow of information in both directions. So this could be used for some great things. There's already been a Swiss company that allowed a Dutch man to walk again. He had a severed spinal cord. He still does. He has, this is not Neuralink, but it's another company, he has a probe in his brain that sends the signal saying, move my legs. It goes wirelessly via Bluetooth to another thing in the base of his spine, and the man now walks. So the ability to return people to a state of walking, the ability to recover from blindness, possibly dealing with illnesses such as Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia and Parkinson's disease. I mean, there's a lot to be gained. But this is a very complex area and we're a long way away from a safe product.
Understandably, though, it is going to be something that scares a lot of people. And the plans, whilst a lot of the potential for helping people with injuries and with disabilities can be quite strong, the plans do go a lot further than that.
They do, because Musk, has, even back as far as 2019, he spoke about augmenting our cognitive function, supercognition, with computers. So at the moment we access computers either by typing at a keyboard or speaking to them. Now we will be able to think to them and they will become an adjunct to our brain, or arguably our brain will become an adjunct to the AI. But this is an AI story in two ways. First of all, machine learning is being used to decode the language of the brain. The brain waves, the signals that it sends, have to be decoded to be understood and then re-encoded again. So that's a machine learning problem. No human has managed to do that. And the other thing is, of course, that people who worry that AI may be an existential threat to humanity, some people think we will keep ahead of the curve by incorporating that technology into us, so we become augmented humans.
I mean, does that? But there's a two-edged sword to this, because by incorporating the technology, yes, you think that could be a way of keeping yourself ahead of AI technology. Could it not make you at the mercy of AI technology? You're potentially linked into it.
Yeah, it's a two-way thing. It's a bit like those hackers who try and steal data and then find that they get reverse hacked and that the data is stolen from them. Yeah, absolutely. It can be the case that we make ourselves vulnerable. And it's not just vulnerable to AI. You know, there are companies like social media companies who work very hard to understand who we are and what we think, what we like, how we're going to vote, what we're going to buy. And, you know, some of these social media companies have invested heavily in this type of technology. And there is all sorts of, there's medical issues, there's ethical issues, but there's also privacy issues. How will we guard our thoughts?
That's the thing. I mean, people already worry that certain retail sites seem to know instinctively what you want to buy before you buy it. If just thinking about, oh, I fancy buying a new car, and suddenly you're hit with a dozen adverts from various car companies.
Yes, and it goes further than that. You have the concept of the thought police, you know, that you get arrested for a crime before you commit it, if you have an intent, or maybe you have a thought that the government doesn't like. Now, obviously, that's some way off. This technology is, but it has been tested. I mean, Neuralink's been testing it in macaque monkeys and also pigs. But there's a long way to go, because even if it is safe, it is, at the moment, what we have is really primitive in terms of our understanding of the brain, how to communicate with it effectively, how to do it safely. You know, these are probes. They involve removal of a small section of skull and implanting these probes into the brain. This is not easy. And therefore, the way it's being pitched at the moment is this is something that's going to be tested on people who have serious medical conditions where the potential benefits could conceivably outweigh the risks.
As I mentioned a moment ago, Elon Musk says this is so safe that he would use them on his own children.
Yeah, right.
Would you have one?
No, not at the moment. Eventually, I'd love one. Yeah, but not
what,
now.
What do you think you would gain from it?
Well, potentially the ability to augment my cognitive function. Imagine that instead of Googling something, I can just think like I do at the moment when I retrieve a thought or a memory, but that instead of retrieving a thought or a memory, I can retrieve all of humankind's knowledge, or I can communicate telepathically. The internet connection is complete, and we become arguably the last humans, the last pure humans anyway, you know. So it's an exciting thing. I don't know that it's for everyone. I don't think we need to worry about it just yet for ourselves, but we must make sure that there is a safe and ethical framework for this research to be done. The research will be done, you know, in different countries all over the world, but, the ethical considerations have to be thought through well. And, you know, Neuralink has had problems. It's failed to get FDA permission previously, allegedly on safety grounds. It faced claims that there were ethical issues in the way that it treated the animals it was experimenting on. So there is, you know, there's a lot of work that has to go into this, because this is an entirely new field. And it reminds me of reproductive medicine and how that shot ahead of any regulator's ability to understand, regulate, or even think of the ethical considerations. And I fear we're in a similar situation.
It is a very interesting and multifaceted discussion. Fevzi Turkoc from Gadget Detective, as always, thank you for joining us and giving us your insight into what we're seeing here.